Okay, today's daf is Tamid, daf Lamid Beis. Tamid Lamid Beis, as we finishing up, second to last daf in Meseches Tamid. And we continue, we are on Lamid Aleph Amid Beis by the two dots. Lamid Aleph Amid Beis. So today we take a little break from the continuous Avoda, at least at the beginning, the Avoda that took place every morning in the Beis HaMikdash, as we know, Meseches Tamid is all about. We spoke yesterday about the getting ready to bring the Karban Tamid up, and they took it halfway up the ramp, and then they stopped to go daven. And where exactly did they do this Rikos Adamim, that's what we discussed. And now today we have a little break. We have Alexander the Great making an appearance in Daf Yomi land. Okay, second to last line in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Asar Dvarim Shal Alexandrus Mokdon as Ziknei HaNegev. 10 things Alexander the Great, that's what we assume, most assume Alexander Mokdon is Alexander the Great, asked the Ziknei HaNegev. We know there are various stories throughout Shas about Alexander the Great. Probably the most famous one is the Gemara Meseches Yuma, where as he was traveling, there were those who were malshin to Alexander the Great on the Jews. They want to rebel. They don't respect you. So he went to Yerushalayim to find out what's going on, and the Kohen Gadol came out in his big day kahuna in order to see him and to appease him. And all of a sudden, Alexander the Great looks at him and says, oh, and he starts bowing down to him. So Gemara. So everybody, all the servants, like, what's going on? What's happening? And they say, Alexander the Great says, whenever I go out to battle and I start winning the wars, I have a vision of a very holy person. And I know that holy person is mechazik me and helps me win the battles. And this is who the holy person is. I know it's this person, this high priest. And the Gemara continues how he really, out of all the Greek kings, he, one of the early ones, you know, really everything was okay during his time. Later on in history, that's when, things started getting worse, obviously, leading into the Purim story. But that's why there are so many Alexanders in Judaism. They all go back to Alexander the Great, because that year, they all named all their boys Alexander, right, in honor of him, and that's where any sender or Alexander goes back all the way to Alexander the Great. Okay, so Alexander the Great asked the Ziknei HaNegev, the Maharal, right here. We don't have too much Maharal and Chidushi Agados on these Masechtas. There's two thoughts on all Masechtas Krisos, two thoughts on all of Tzemura. But Tamid, there's a couple of pages. Why? Because of today's Daf. And there's in the Maharal there, and the Chidushi Agados asks, Ziknei HaNegev. Why are they called the elders of the Negev? We're going to see what kind of questions they're about to ask, but some of them have to do with nature. They're not heretical questions like we know in other places. Certain people ask Tanoim, but what Ziknei HaNegev? And why is he asking all these questions anyway? Da says the Maharal, Kibbe Ma'amar Hazeh Balo Hodiya Koach Alexander Mokdon Uma Inyano. We're here to see what is the essence of Alexander. Shekol Inyano Hayo Lishlot Ba'Olam Lekitzvei Eretz. His Mahus was rulership, as the Pesukim and Ksuvim already allude to Alexander. Kemoshe Higidu Alav No Danyano. As we know, he was conquering the civilized world. V'lohaya davar zemi menu b'mikre kara. Was it a coincidence? She'ein inyan ha-melech uviprat melech kamo Alexander Mokdon. She'akasiv ha-yemesaper koach malchuso b'mikre. Any ruler, nothing is coincidence. Ah, he happens to rule. Right, Lev Malachim Biyan Hashem. Aval Haya Davar Zeh Shahayashat Bechol HaOlam Misugal Elav Mikoach Malchuso Shahaya Moshe Bechol HaOlam Shekavash Kol HaOlam. He had special powers given to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omeachar Shahayashat Lechboshes HaOlam Hayashat Tamid LeDarom. He went to the Darom, the Negev. Why? Harotza Lahachim Yadrim. And that's why Negev symbolizes wisdom, symbolizes Chachma, and that the Gemara says, Ma'abashu daf chavhei. If you want to go to the north, then you get, yeah, that's Hashiris, that's the Shulchan. But the menorah is in the south. The menorah symbolizes the Isha Torah, and therefore, that's the Negev part of the Ziknei HaNegev. But number two, he says, there's a difference. Why are they called Ziknei HaNegev and not Chachmei HaNegev? What's the difference between a Zakein and a Chacham? Yes, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Zakein is Ein Mi Ela Misha Kana Chachma, Zikna. Rakshish Hefresh, says the Maharal. Shalok Karo Sam Chachmei Negev, Rak Ziknei Negev. Ki Hefresh Godo Yesh Bein, Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, Uvein Ziknei HaNegev. What's the difference? Where did their Chachma come from? Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, it came from Hashem. It's chachma. But Baruch Hu gives chachma. Ki mis Hashem yisbarach lo zeh chachma lehem yipiv, ki hu yitein chachma lechakimin, kamo shenatzen leshlomo v'shar chachamim. Right, Shlomo HaMelech, what did he ask for? Hashem said, ask me whatever you want. Shlomo says, chachma. That's what I want. Avol elu ziknei negev, chachma sam, their chachma came because they physically deprived themselves from this world. They made themselves dry from Olam Hazeh. Like the Negev is dry. The Negev is Midbar. So they were menagev themselves. To dry something is to menagev, niguf. So he said, Mipnei cholshas achomer, shehu l'sham, she'en achomer kol kach gas va'av. And therefore, that's where their chachma came from. That's why, as we'll see, their chachma, some of the questions that Alexander asked them was having to do with the natural world. Their chachma came from more natural means, and therefore it had to do with nature. Chachmas HaTorah obviously comes also with Siyata Dishmaya. So, with that introduction, we get into some of the questions that Alexander asked the Ziknei HaNegev. 10 questions, as we will see. Number 1. Amar Lohem, Min HaShamayim La'aretz Rachok, O Mi Mizrach L'mayrif. Which is farther, from east to west, or from heaven to earth? Which is greater distance? Obviously, you might say, there's no answer to that question. But he asked the question. He asked, which is greater? So Amru Lo, they answered him. What do you mean? Simple. Mi Mizrach L'mayrev. From east to west is lengthier. Why? Teida, I'll prove it to you. Say the Ziknei HaNegev. Shaharei Chama B'Mizrach HaKomis Taklum Ba. When the sun is just rising in the east, you can still look at it. You can look at the sun when it's all the way down on the horizon. Chama B'mayrev HaKomis Taklum Ba. The sun's in the west, you can look at it. You could see it. You could stare at it. Obviously, it's very far. Doesn't hurt my eyes. I can look at it when it's all the way in the east and the west. So east to west must be very far. Chama b'emsa rakia. But when the sun is all the way up north on top of us at noon, ein akol mistakel, but you can't look at it. Obviously, it's closer from Shamayim to Aretz than from Mizrach to Ma'ariv. That's their answer. Because after all, looking at the sun, you can look at it by sunrise and sunset, and you can't look at it during the day. Okay, v'chachamim omrim, but the chachamim, in contrast to the Ziknei HaNegev, the chachamim say, zev v'zeh ke'echad shavim. No, they're equal. They're equal. Why? Based on a pasuk. Right, this is the Maharal. Where does the chachma come from? Does it come from nature, from looking around, or does it come from the Torah? Does it come from psukim? Obviously, we know that chachma, even chachma is a Torah, you have to look around the world, but says the Chachamim Zevzekechad Shavin Shneamar, as David HaMelech said, Ki Kavoa Shamayim Al Haaretz. The Shita continues, Gavar Chazdo Al Yireiav. Like heaven to earth, so too is the Chesed of Hashem on those who fear Him. Kirachok Mi Mizrach Mi Ma'ariv. So we had there are two descriptions given in the Pasuk in Tehillim. They're both heaven to earth and east to west, so you see they're equal. V'ichad minayu nafish, and if one of them is more than the other one, so nichlef shavayu k'yehud nafish, so just write the one that is lengthier. The fact that David HaMelech wrote both, it must be that they are equal. So the question on the chachmei, the chachamim is, so why can't you look at the sun during the day? Well, you can look at the sun the morning and afternoon. El chama b'emzer akia maitaymei nakol mastaklin ba. Why? Mishum dekoy lehedya v'lo kasi lemidi. There's nothing covering it. It's right. It's nothing that there's no trees or mountains or horizons and hills and there's nothing in between. When we look at the sun, you know, there might be, you know, might not be able to notice it, but there could be items in between which will prevent its strong rays from hurting my eyes. Okay, so that's question and answer number one. Number two, Amar Lahen. So he says to them, and again, he was a philosopher. As we'll see, the Achronim pointed out that he was a Talmud of Aristotle. So, you know, he wanted to prove himself also to the Jews. And we'll see in a few minutes, Brother Shem, what his motivation was from one of the Achronim. Amar Lahem, question number two. Shamayim Nivru Tchila O Haaretz. What was created first? Heavens or earth? Amru Shamayim Nivru Tchila. They said Shamayim Shneamar. I guess here they also quoted a pasuk Shneamar Bereishis Bara Lokim Es Hashamayim Ves Haaretz. Shamayim was created first. God created heaven and earth. If you look at the Chazal, you continue, right, Shema Rakia was created the next day. What's the difference between Rakia and Shamayim? Shamayim, Eish and Mayim. So first you needed Eish and Mayim before you had Shamayim. Okay. But they say Shamayim created first based on the Pasuk. We've quoted many times in the past, but got to quote it today because this is what is quoted here. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Bereishis. Rabbi Yaakov quotes a number of arguments between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, which he puts all together, Lishitasam. First, Machlokas in the Medrash there, in Bereishis Rabbah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kol ma sheyesh b'shamayim, b'riyaso min ha-shamayim. Everything that is heavenly, the source of that creation came from heaven. The sun and the moon and the constellations and the malachim. Kol ma sheyesh ba'aretz, b'riyaso min ha-aretz. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Anything from Shemayim, was it with the sources in Shemayim? Anything from Aretz is in Aretz. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Kol ma sheyesh b'shamayim uva Aretz, ein b'riyaso ela min ha-shamayim. Everything in the earth and in the heavens all came from heavens. The sources from heavens. What's the kodesh machlokas? Says Rabbi Yaakov, it's Lishitasam. Lishitasam to what? To the machlokas in Beitza Tesvav, Sachem Samaches. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein lo ladam b'yantav ela ochel v'shoseh yoshev v'shone. Yonet Yoma, Yontif's coming up. Rabbi Eliezer says, you have a choice how to fulfill your Yontif celebrations. Either Gashmias or Ruchnias. Whatever you want. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Either or. Number two, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Chalkeyu, what we paskin, Chatzil Hashem v'chatzil Lachem. No, Yeshua says split it. Chatzil Hashem v'chatzil Lachem. That's Rabbi Yeshua Sita. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that there are different sources and different ways that one can rejoice or one can look at the world and the two ways and never the twain shall meet. Rabbi Eliezer, so ver shekol echad yachol livchar eza chelek miasimcha hu chogek. Dimratza yachol adam litvos es asimcha haruchanit v'yoshev v'shoneh. Vimratza hu yachol akogat asimcha gashmit v'yoshev yochel. Whatever you want, Gashmias or Ruchmias, Shamayim or Aretz, Aval Shneim Einem Mashlimim Zedzeh. But they don't complement each other. Meaning, what was created in Shamayim, that's from Shamayim. What was created in Aretz, that's from Aretz. Rabbi Yeshua, what do we paskin? No. Everything was created in Shamayim. Even min Haaretz, meaning Chalkeyu, Chatzil Hashem v'Chatzil Lachem, even my Gashmias can be rooted in Ruchmias. Av Rabbi Yeshua Sover Shegam HaChelek HaArtzi Shamayim Inenu. Even the Chelek HaArtzi, even what's from below, came from above. Ubachilu v'Shasiyah Gam came Yish Sad Ruchani. So that is the second Lishitaso, or Blaz Rabbi Yeshua. You have the Machlokas by what was the Shamayim v'Aretz, where you have the Machlokas by Chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'Hashem, and then he just says in one line without explaining. And I think this is the machlokas by Tanur Shalachnoi. By Tanur Shalachnoi, we know Rabbi Eliezer stands there and says, one second, I'm right. If you prove that I'm right, I'm going to have the tree uprooted. I'm going to have the water go upstream. Right, Gemara Bapitsiya Nuntes. And what's the last line? The Basco is going to prove me right. And he said, Basco says, Rabbi Eliezer's right. What does Rabbi Yeshua say? Lo b'shamayim hi. How does that connect? Rabbi Eliezer says, heaven, earth, heaven wins. Shamayim is greater than Aretz. So if a Baskol says, right, that halach is like me, that wins. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, what we say also comes from Shamayim. Lo b'shamayim hi. Lo b'shamayim hi, meaning Shamayim is no greater than us. Right? Don't say that the source, everything's from Shamayim. We're also from Shamayim. Elu v'elu debi elukim chayim, but we're also from Shamayim. Another machlokas. And then he quotes the other medrash in Bereishis, Parsha Aleph, Os Tezvav. Beishamay o Beis Hillel. Beishamay Omrim, our Gemara. Shamayim Nivru Tchilo V'yachach Nivrei Sa'aretz. Beishamay says, Shamayim created first. Right? U Beis Hillel Omrim, Ha'aretz Nivrei Tchilo. Wow. Ziknei HaNegev, Paskin like Beishamay. Beis Hillel says, the Aretz was created first, and then Shamayim. Amar Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, Rashbi says, Tamiya ani he nechloku avos haolam beishamay beisil abrias shemayim v'aretz. How can there be a machlokas about that? Such a basic tenet. How can there be a machlokas? Ella shani omer shneim lo nivru ella ilfis v'kisuya. No, they were both created together like a pot and its cover. That's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says. Says Rav Yaakov, v'nira, shebisham beisilo nechlo gurim Rashbi, ba'osam achloka shenechlo rablaza Rabbi Yeshua. Beisham and beisilo argue which was kodem, but they both hold there's a separation, gashmi saruchnias, like Rabbi Eliezer Shita. But according to both of them, they're machula. But Rashbi says, no, like Rabbi Yeshua says, i'efsho l'chaliku l'afridzeh mizeh, v'ena kisui v'lo ha'ilfes klum. You can't have a pot without a cover, you can't have a cover without a pot. Like Rabbi Yeshua, the Gashmis and Ruchnius are not Ma'urav Zebazeh. And then he goes into the part that we've really quoted a lot about Umos Olam versus Jews. Umos Olam could only bring Karbonos Ola, while Jews could bring a Shlamim, Vechula. What does that symbolize? But that's the beautiful thought in Emes Liakov, Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalet in Bereishis. But we have that exact question right here from the Ziknei, from Alexander the Great to Ziknei Darom. What was created first? So they just quote the pasuk of Shemayim created first because of Bereishis Baruch Hakim as the Shemayim Vesaretz. Okay, Viter Amar Lahan. Question number 3. Or Nivra Tchila or Choshech. What was created first? Or Choshech, light or darkness? Amru Lo Milsa Da Ein Lo Peter. Oh, we don't know. You stumped us. You stopped us. This is one kasha, right? Like we mentioned in the Parsha Shir, actually in the Dapiin Shir this week. The Kuzari, he was only stumped one time. Only one time the king of the Kuzar stumped the Chaver. And that's about, why aren't you living in Eretz Yisrael? Right? That was the only time he was stumped. But here, you stumped us. We don't know what was created first, or Choshech. V'neim Rulei, why didn't they tell him Choshech Nivra Tchila? Why didn't they tell him the Choshech? Dechsiv, v'haaretz ha'isa tov v'avahu v'choshech, alpanei tahom, v'hadar, and only after that, v'yomar l'kim yihi ar v'yihi ar. It's a pasuk too. So if you quote the first pasuk in Chumash, why don't you quote the next couple of psukim in Chumash? Savri, they thought that if they would give him this answer, that he would continue asking very deep, difficult questions which they did not want to answer him. So they stopped while they were ahead and said, oh, we don't know. So he would think that, oh, I guess they don't know. So they're not going to know the answer. We'll get to the deeper meaning of that in a minute. As Hashem. But they said, Savri Dilma Asi L'Sheyule, maybe he's going to come to ask Maseches Chagiga questions. What's that? Mala, 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 mata, mala, fin, mala, achar. What's above and below, what's behind and what's before? What does that mean? The Rush here explains. Malifnim, chutz l'mechitzas ha'olam l'mizrach. What's on the outside our universe on the east? Malachor, chutz l'mechitzas ha'olam l'mayrav. Right, what's on the west? Right, is this alluding to the idea of the earth being flat and not round? Not 100%, you don't have to say that. That there's an east and a west. Okay, but you can say we have it wherever you are in the world. There's a horizon. What's beyond? What's beyond? Which is beyond human comprehension. Lishna achrina, or malifnim kodem briyas ha'olam. Malachar achar sheyichla ha'olam. What was before the world? What was after? What will be after the world? Right? Questions we can't answer. Right? So, right, like the children sometimes ask these questions. Who created Hashem? What was before Hashem? What was before? Right? Questions that we and the Gemara Mishnah Chagiga says these are dangerous questions. Once we start being osik in them, so they thought he might start asking them, and therefore they did not want to answer. Says the Gemara, Ihachi. So why they answer the first couple? Shemayim Namilo Leimulei. So why they answer the first question? Shemayim Vaaretz, which was created first? No. Meikara Savar Akroy Baal Mahutu Gashayil. They thought, he was just answering one question. That's it. Finished. But once they saw that he started getting into, like, okay, I have an open forum, then Savri Lonemalay Dilmas Lishaluya Malamala Malamata Malafim Malachar. Okay, that's why they did not answer question 3. They did not answer question 3 because they thought they might ask this other question. Couple of Ha'aris on this question 3. First of all, what was the question? Or Choshech. Is Choshech a Bria? Is darkness a creation? If you look in the Gemara in Maseches Chagiga, got to have a Chagiga a little bit today. The Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda Marav, Asara Dvarim Nivru B'Yom Arishon. 10 things were created day 1. Ve'eluhein, Shamayim, Aretz, Tohu, Vohu, Or, Choshech, Ruach Mayim, Midas Yomu, Midas Laila. So on the list is Or and Choshech. Ask the Maritz Chayis right there in Chagiga. Is Choshech a creation? Isn't Choshech just a lack of light? the absence of light. It's choshech. What choshech is its own bria. So says the Maharaz Chayis, this choshech must not mean regular choshech. This choshech must mean, you know, a deeper type of choshech. Says the Maharaz Chayis, right there. Ava got the choshech who had there velo yitachin bo lashon bria. Ayin Ramban Shmos Al Kra Miyasim Ilaim Ulam Choshech Hanem Arkanu Eish Yisodi. Okay, this Choshech is basic fire. Eish Yisodi, one of the Yisodos that God created the world with. Okay, if you look at that Ramban, he quotes a Ramban. So it behooves us to look at that Ramban. The Ramban there, but I'll read you the Ramban from Makas Choshech. Makas Choshech. The Pasuk says, Loro Eish Yisachiv Lo Kamo Eish Mitachtav. Says the Ramban, Kilo haya hachoshech hazeh afisas or hashemesh sheba shemisham v'haya kamo laila. The choshech by Makas choshech is not choshech like you normally think. That was different. Aval haya choshech afila. Klomer, eid av ma'od. It was like a thick fog. Sheyarim en hashamayim. V'yalkein amar neteas yadcha al hashamayim. Lo horid misham chashecha gedola nofelas aleihem. Put up your hands to heaven, Moshe. He brought down the choshech. It was something positive. V'haysa mechabe kol ner. Every candle was put out because the darkness was so thick. Right, just like in a cave. Let's say, or somewhere where there's no oxygen. Kima kasher b'kol ha-chafirot amukot. U'b'kol mekamot ha-choshech ha-atsum lo yiskayim ha-ner, says the Ramban. V'cheina ovrim b'hari choshech. Also, if you go into the mountains of darkness, which we'll have soon, lo yamod lahem sham ha-ner v'lo ha-ish klal. Al-kein lo-ro ish es-achiv lo kamo ish mitachtav. V'il-mali kein ha-im ish-tamshe b'neris. What do you mean darkness? A light a candle, Egyptians. The answer is they couldn't. V'zeo sh'amar ha-kasuv shalei choshech v'yechshach. Kyo yishliach choshech lo afisas or hayom bilvad. V'yitachein, and then he quotes, shahaya eid av ma'od morgash. You could feel it. Shahaya bo kamo mamish. It was tangible. K'divre raboseinu. Ka'asher hu biyam okianus. Ke'edus Rebbe Avraham. Like the Ebenezer describes the Atlantic Ocean fog, says that was choshech, that was a darkness. Mashma, that regular choshech is just a fisasor. Regular choshech is just a lack of darkness. What does it mean here? Or, what was created first? So maybe he's asking, you know, did God first create the vacuum of light and then light? You don't have to say this Gemara is a raya against that idea. Or did he first create light and then remove the light? That's what it could mean. It could mean here. Okay, Marsha. Marsha and Chasam Sofer. Says the Marsha right here. That, especially relating to the questions that we're about to get to. You know, I guess let's do some of those questions first. And then we'll talk about the Marsha. Question 4, 5, and 6 are familiar to us. I guess Alexander did not know Pirkei Avos. Amar lahem, Eden miskrei chakim, who is the real wise person? Amrulei, Yezeu chacham, haroe es hanolad. Haroe es hanolad. We know there's a different line in Pirkei Avos about that too. But Yezeu chacham, haroe es hanolad. Whoever sees the nolad, whoever can see what's coming, that's Yezeu chacham, haroe es hanolad. Right, al derech drush, I think I mentioned in the past, on the first page of the Baruch Sha'amar, which is the Torah Tamima's commentary on Siddur, all his farm are called Baruch Sha'amar. Right, on his Haggadah and his Pirkei Avos. But on the first page of his Siddur, he talks about, isn't it amazing that the first thing we say every morning in davening is from a non-Jew? Matovu Alecha Yaakov Mishkan Osecha Yisrael. The first thing we say is from Bilam HaRasha. Says, what does that tell me? So says the Torah Tamima, because one has to always look at the idea for its merits and not always judge it based on who's saying it. Yes, if it's not Bikaris who says something, you have to be careful, you have to be self to look at the idea. That's what the Chizkuni writes in his Akdama, that he's not going to quote any earlier sources, because he wants you to judge the idea based on the idea itself. Rabbi Pelkovitz in his Sefer on Chumash also, he quotes the Chizkuni and says, I might not be quoting everybody by name, but judge the idea. So we have the Chizkuni, we have Rabbi Pelkovitz, and then we go back a little bit in time to the Torah Tamima. So says the Torah Tamima, Roeh, who's the Chacham? If you see the Nolad, not the Molid, not the one who says it, but the Nolad, what was said, what was born, every word that said is born. Haroeh is a Nolad. That's the Chacham. Haroeh is a Nolad. Al derech, al derech drush. Number one. Number two, if you look in the, let's just finish, Amar lahem edim iskri gibar, amru lo ezer gibar, kovish es yitzro. That's the true gibar. Amar lahem edim iskari ashir, who is an ashir, amru le ezer ashir hasameach bechalko. That takes us through the first six questions. Ha'ara, says the, yes, first the Marsha and then the Chassam Sofer. Says the Marsha, only one page of Marsha on Maseches Tamid. Says the Marsha, Nira de Elo She'elos Klape Atzmo Shalom, She'ishabchu V'yahalalu Osobahen. He was going to them, to these Slakenim, and saying, hey guys, who's a Chacham? Who's an Ashir? Ahem, ahem. Right, come on, tell me, who's a Chacham, who's an Ashir? Because he had the more Osher, he had the more Nechassim, he had everything. And they say to him, based on the pasuk of Aishal Chacham B'Chachmas of Aishal Asher B'Ashro B'Chulu, Ki Im Bezod Yisalam Is Halel Haskel V'Yado Alasi V'Chulu. That is Osher HaAmiti. That's what he was looking for. He was a philosopher. He had everything. So he goes to the Ziknei Dara when he wants to know, you know, tell me who's a real Chacham, who's a real Asher. And they gave him the answer that they wanted to give. Says the Chassam Sofer. No, you know what he? You know the hemshech of the questions. Unbelievable. He had just asked him a question, and they didn't give him an answer. They didn't give him an answer, right? Because they didn't want him to ask another question. So then he turns to them and says, "Oh, you don't know? Okay, so tell me who a chacham is. Tell me who a chacham is. You don't know? Tell me a chacham." And they answer, "Haroes hanolad." That's exactly why we didn't answer the previous question. Because we're Roas and Ovat. So we are the Chachamim. That's the connection between those two questions. Because that's it. You don't get it. You don't get it. It's not just raw brains. But we're Roas and Ovat. So that's why we didn't answer the question. Amazing Ha'ara of the Chassam Sofer. You can read the Gemara 2,000 times and not pick up on that. That's what the Chassam Sofer suggests as the Hemshach to those two questions. Viter. Again, there's a lot here. It's just to mention the Rabbeinu Yonah, Pirkei Avos on Ezu Higibar, and Ezu Ashir, somebody who is Sameach Bechelko. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, whatever we have, we always want more of. We have to train ourselves. He writes in Parak Dal and Mishnah Aleph, Ha'omer lo dai li bechelki, achar shani achol lefarnes et atzmi, v'lasok batora, umali lemamon acher, achlios li kidei tzarchi, lakim es devar Hashem, just give me what I need. Says that's the ultimate Sameach person. We have to only be thirsty and be wishing for more by Torah. You have to look back on Rabbeinu Yonah in the first parak. Vavishose bitsamei es divrehem. We should drink thirstily the words of the Chachamim, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, beautifully. Kamoshin Amar, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, nefesh seveya tavas nofes. Right? A satiated soul will hate even honeycombs. Tavis nofes. V'nefesh re'eva. And every hungry soul, kalmar matok. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said. Even the bitter. Mishu saveya midivrei Torah, ve'in chefso bahem. If somebody is saveya, not interested, afilo omrim lo kaba margolias batorah tavuso samnafsho. You could tell somebody the most awesome vart. If they're not interested, if they're satiated, they're not going to be inspired. V'harayiv lahem, umis'avil l'shamam. If somebody is desirous and hungry for Torah, afilo omrim lo davar b'lotam. You could tell them the most basic, boring, you know, idea. Yimtak b'fihu v'yismach bo sheyodea shehu emes. Acher sharabo amro. They'll know it's the emes. That's a take-home Rabbeinu Yonah right there. V'aveshoseh b'tzameh as devrehem. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Again, we don't have time right now, maybe if we have time at the end, but I mentioned it yesterday in Parshish here already. This fascinating stories that Rav Avad Yosef tells us in Anafetz Avos, on Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Ezu Gibor, Akovich Yisro, Ezu Ashir, Hasameach Bechelko. Oh, maybe I'll just mention one. I'll just mention the other one. I mentioned one on Ezeo Usher last night, so feel free. Parshish here to mention it, Bechukosai. But he quotes another one on Ezeo Gibra Kovash Yisro. He says, very, very, insightful comment, Yetzer Hara, Yesh Lo Signon Shonel, Lekol Suge Anashim. The Yetzer Hara dresses up like different things for each one of us. L'mashal, L'tamidei Chachamim Sh'oskim B'Torah Ba'asmada, for Talmid Chacham who's osik B'Torah Ba'asmada, who maces osam, she'yelchu v'yizasku b'tztakas u'b'gemilas chasadim, olios chaveirim pi'ilim b'chever kadisha, gemilas chasad. For somebody who should be sitting and learning, he says, you know what, go do this project, go do that project. What isn't it important? You should be involved. What are you sitting and learning for? Loshu wrote to them as Yaska Bigmilas Chasadim. He's not really trying to get them to do chesed. El Sheikar Shavo Yaska Batorah. The Kavanasko Litchos Pameyam. Eitzel Ha'ashirim. What does he say by the Ashirim? Sheru'uyim Lachaleis Ben Ametzer Aniyim Yisom of Almanos. They should be sitting there writing out checks and, being organizing stucca projects. Who Mesis Osam Sheyelcho Lilmo Torah. Yeah, why do you go sit and learn? Velikro Tehillim Pamayim. Right? Go sit and learn and say Tehillim. Yeah, what are you writing out checks for? Come on! Go sit and learn! Like the Gemara Chagiga says, Hashem cries when the people who are learning are not learning. People who are not learning are unlearning. Right? Everybody has a certain tafkid. Says and he quotes a story. Quotes a story of a Kamsan. Somebody who was a miser. The miser of Rupshitz. The miser of Rupshitz. Never gave any tzedaka. And on Yom Kippur, Lel Yom Kippur, after Kol Nidre finished, there are a couple of aniyim sitting in shul saying Tehillim, and he's there sitting there saying Tehillim with them. With Kavana Atsuma, and he's crying, and all of a sudden the Rupshitzer calls him and says, come here please. So he comes there, he's like, yes Rebbe, what? He says, you know what? What happens? You know, right now, you know, Poland is fighting Austria, and, you know, what happens if somebody on the ground troops, you know, says all of a sudden, you know, I want to go into the boats. And he goes into the boats and he was the captain of the ground troops and he leaves without asking anybody and he goes to the Navy. You know, what kind of Medal of Honor should you give him? So he says, Medal of Honor? He left his people, he left his tafkid. He should fire him, should throw him in jail. It's a mutiny. So, and what about the opposite? What if he's here, he's there? So, he says, you should call him an Arik, you should call him somebody who's a deserter. So, says the Rupshitzer, Ritzoni Laharila Chalarchu Vasek, says, let me tell you, you're a deserter. He says, oh, I'm a deserter! What kind of a deserter? He says, what are you busy saying Tehillim for? You should be donating, you're an Ashir, you're a Kamsan. He says, tomorrow morning, you should give the greatest donation when they make the Yom Kippur appeal. The next morning, Kachavi, he says, goes home, he says, you should go home in bed and get a good night's sleep. That you're an usher, and that tomorrow morning go and make a big donation. So the next morning he comes and donates 25,000 ruble, and Shalom al Yisrael. Anyway, but that's the Ezo Gibor, Akoish is Yisrael, the son of the Yisahara takes on different forms, and we just have to know exactly, you know, what it looks like. Okay, Viter. Amrulahem, question six. Question seven. Amrulahem, Mayavid Inish Vyichya. What should a person do to live? Amrule Yamisatsmo. You want to live, you got to kill yourself. You got to kill yourself in Torah, you got to kill yourself in Chesed. Some say you got to kill your Gaiva, Yamisatsmo. So the Brisker Rav was quoted as saying, sometimes in order to live, Rachmana Litzlan, sometimes we have been in such tragic times and situations in our history, the only way to continue living is just to not feel it. Rachmana Litzlan. You want to live, sometimes you just got to kill the feelings in yourself. Sometimes, in extreme situations. Rachmana Litzlan. Mayavet inish v'yamus. If you want to die, if somebody wants to, what should a person do to die? Yechayas atzmo. You should focus on the gashmius of life, and that'll kill yourself. Right? You want to die? Yechayas atzmo. Amar lahem mayavet inish v'yiskan. This is what they told, right, Alexander the Great. Amar lahem mayavet inish v'yiskabal abriyasa. What should you do to be mekubal al abriyos? Amru, they said, yisne malka v'sholton. Stay away from governmental officials. Amar lahu, right, because it says, can't get too close to the shilton. Amar lahu, so he says, that I got to take issue with that one. So he says, Didi tamim edetchu, my plan is greater than your plan. You know why? Because if you get close to me, Yurachi malko v'shilton, v'yavetivu, b'nei anasha. What do you mean? I can help you out. Can't say just stay away. I can help you out. Number 10, Amar lahen, b'yama yoy lemeidar, o b'yabeshto yoy lemeidar. Is it better to live by land or by sea? Amrule, Yabeshto Yarlameda, better by land. Why? To Konuchusa Yama lo misva daite or not the Salkan Liabeshta. The people at sea don't have Nachas Ruach, don't have Yishuv Adas until they get back on land. Land, it's terra firma, and at sea is not stable, so therefore it's better to live there. Period. Okay, Adkan 10 questions. Amalahan Aidim Minchon Chacham Yatir. Who's the smartest one of you all? Who is the smartest one the Marsha says? Because he was upset about some of these answers. He wanted to know who it all came from. Amrulo kulanik achadash avyin. We're all equal. Dehakal milsa da'amritz lana b'chat patana l'cha. You see, we all said the same thing. What are they saying at root? This isn't zikna chachma that comes from basic wisdom that we can figure out. It comes from the Torah. So we all have the same source. We all have the same source. Some amelo, we give the same answers. We're all equal. Amar lahen, ma denas reistun lokivli. So why are you coming against me? What are you being mitarev? If you look in the Rush, second to last line of the Rush. Why he says, you don't get involved with me, you don't eat and drink with me, you don't connect with me. Amrule, satna natsach. What does that mean? Or the, on the side, sitna natsach. The satan. The satan has powers. What does that mean? Whoever's great today, who knows if they're going to be great in the future? And we gotta watch ourselves. I mean, they're kind of alluding to him that he's great, but, you know, who knows? He died young. Alexander the Great. Amar lahen, ha'ana maktil no yoschem b'gizeres malchin. I will kill you all right now. What are you talking like that for? That's a satan. Amrulei, shaltan b'yal malka, velo yoi l'malka kazav. Rulership is with the king, and it's not appropriate for a king to lie. What does that mean? The Mefari says that he had promised them, I'm going to ask you some questions, but I'm not going to hurt you. Don't worry about it. So they said, you can't lie to us. You just said you're going to protect us. So it's not appropriate for you to do that. So, Miyad, he realizes that he has been bested. And therefore, Al Bashasan Labushin to Argavan, he gives them very fancy clothes. Vishadi Minicha Dabal Savreya, and he gives them gold necklaces. Amar Lahan, he says, Beina, so he says, you know what, I might as well use these people for my benefit. Amar Lahan, Beina de Ezel Midinas Afriki. I need to go attack Africa, but it's a hard victory. Amrulay Lamas is Azos, you can't. The Paski Hari Choshech. The dark mountains of darkness. Right, sounds like a novel. The mountains of darkness are in front of you. Amar lahem lo sayu lo zilna. There's no way I can't go. Amto hachi mishaylin alecho. That's why I'm asking you. Ella, my avid. What should I do? I mean, just give me some strategies. Amru le, aisi chamru luboy de parshi bahavra. Take Lubian or Libyan donkeys that could travel in the darkness. Va'aisi kibure demisni and take long cords. V'kata b'hai gisa that you could leave the rope. It's kind of like leaving the path of crumbs. So he says, take a rope with you. D'chias is noctus b'gavai v'asis la'asrach and you'll be able to come back to your way. Avad hachi v'azel. That's what he did. Matala hi mechuzet dekuli nashi. First he comes to a city that's all women. He wants to fight with them. Amrulei, what is this doing in the Gemara? Obviously, we could talk more of the depths about it. We'll get to some Musa thoughts soon. Ikatlislan, the way they say to him, Alexander, think about it. If you kill us, Yomrunashi Katel, they'll say about you, he killed a bunch of women. Ikatel Nalachan, if we kill you, Yomru Malka Tekatulanashi. Right? They'll say, women killed him. It's a no-win situation. Right, like the Avimelech in the Sefer Shoftim. Don't I want to say that a woman killed me, so please kill me. Right, remember the woman on top of the tower threw something on his head. Amar Lahan, he says to them, okay, Aisulei Nama, just bring me some bread then. Bring me some bread, I'm hungry. Aisulei Nama, the Dava, Batura the Dava. They gave him golden bread on a golden table. Amar Lahan, he says to them, Miachli Inshi Nama, the Dava, can I eat this? I'm hungry. What am I going to do with golden bread? Amrulei, they said, Ela inama boys, lo havi lecha ba'asrach nama lemechal, d'shagli v'asr l'hacha. What, you didn't have bread in your own place? You didn't pack lunch? What do you mean? We thought you wanted our gold. Kinafix, he realizes again. Maybe all these, what is this here for? He realizes that he gets chachma from everywhere. Even these women. Kinafix v'asi, when he left, Kasav Ababa de Mechuza, he wrote on the gate of that city, Ana Alexandra's Mokdon, Haisi Shatya. I was a fool. Ada Asisi, the Medina's Afriki Dinashia. Until I came to the city of women in Africa, Vialifas Eitza Minashia. And I found Chachma from them. Period. The Bali Musar say, look at Alexander the Great. He was Moda. Why was he great? Part of it, he was Moda when he got an Eitza, when he got Chachma from his source, even if it's the women. And not only that, he was Mefar, he wrote it on the gate. He didn't try to hide it. He wrote it on the gate. I learned something. I'm Makabel. That's what you learn from this story. He was Makabel from somebody who was younger, Mitamida, Yusuf Mikulam. He was Makabel. Kishakel Va'asi, when he came, Yosef Ahu Ma'aina. He was sitting by the certain mayan. He was eating bread. Havi biyadi guldeni demilcha. He was eating very salty fish, which he had to rinse off to get some of the salt off. Bahadi de machavri lehu. As he was rinsing off the fish, nafa bahu recha, or nafa bahu. The shita says, where the shita rucha, the fish became alive. When he went to rinse off the fish in the water, the fish became alive. Amar shmamina ha'ina migane denasi. Whoa. This must be the river flowing out of Gan Eden. Ika the army shakal me'anu maya. He took some of the water. Tara ba'ape. He splashed it on his face, and he felt. Some say that's why what happened. He felt refreshed. Ika the army idli kuli at the matel epischa de Gan Eden. He followed the water all the way until he came to the door of Gan Eden. Ramakala, knock knock, Alexander, let me in. I guess the crew of him weren't too thrilled. Paschuli Baba, open up. Amrule, Zehashar Lashem, Sadikim Yavovo. Right, sorry. Vachulu. Amr Lahon, Ananami Malka. What do you mean? I'm also a Malka. I'm a Melech. Anam Michshav Chashvina. Chashivna. I'm a Chashiv guy. Chavuli Mita, just give me a souvenir. Give me something. Yavule Golgal Tachada. They gave him an eyeball. Give him a pupil of an eye. Okay. Asye, he brought it. Takle lekulidava v'chaspadi de bahadei. Lohavi miskele. He brought it home and he weighed all of his gold and silver on one side of the scale and his eyeball on the other side of the scale and his eyeball weighed more. Eyeball weighed more. He's like, wow. Amalu l'rabbanan, my high. He said, now he forgot the Zikne Dorim anymore. Zikne Negev. Now he's back to the Rabbanan. He says, what is this? I don't understand this. Amri, they said, Golgalta de'ena de'bisra v'dama. It's a human eyeball. De'lo kasava, of someone who never was satiated with what he had. And that's why it outweighed all the gold and silver in the world. Because of all of that wouldn't be enough for this guy. Amar lehumi, my dahakiyu, how do you know? So they said, Shakli kalili afra v'kasi. Take some dirt and cover up his eye so he can't see. Cover it up. La'alter tikla. Dechsiv sha'ol v'ivadon lo tisbana. You'll see, it'll go up, it won't weigh anything anymore. Because his desire will be closed, he won't see anything, his desire will be closed off. And therefore it says, the Chachamim, that's the message. Again, they're giving him the message of, be happy with what you have. Right? Satiated, right? All these questions and all these answers, symbolic to who he was. Weiter. Tana Develi, yo! Gehenim l'mala min ha-rakia. Gehenim is above the rakia. And some say, no, it's behind the mountains of darkness. As we were just talking about, that's why this is here. Again, there are other sources about Gan Eden and Gehenna being on earth. At least Gan Eden being on earth. There are many sources. There are Midrashim that talk about that. Somewhere on earth, right, you might ask, right, the post can ask. But we know, we have Google Earth, and we know it's not there. Well, we don't know what Google, we don't know. From what it looks like from a satellite view, you know, might not be what it's, what's really there. Okay. Tana Rebbe Chia Kala Osik Matura Balaila Shkina Kinegdo Shinamar Kuni Roni Balaila Lor Shashmuros Shivchi Kamayim Libech Nochach Pnei Hashem. Anybody who's Osik Matura Balaila, the Shkina is with him. As it says, sing a night. Larosh Hashmuros Shivchi Kamayim Libech, pour out your heart to God. Amar Blaza Ben Azariah Tamini Chacham Rav Shalom Ba'olam Shinam V'chom Anachem Udei Hashem Rav Shalom Ba'noyich. Rav Blaza Ben Azariah says, as we ended off, Mesechtes Bonayich Brachas Nazir Yavamas Krisus, right? This is also brought here. And we had Dorach Laner, who speaks about why those four Masechtas. What are these two statements doing here? The Marsha discusses, one of them he does not know, and one of them he explains. Just though, a Meshachachma. The Meshachachma says, what does it mean if you learn Torah at night? It doesn't only mean learning Torah at night. It means learning Torah as if it's night. Meaning, nothing else in the world except the Torah that I'm learning. No other distractions, no other bothers. That's learning Torah, Balaila. He says that's the special skula. He says that in the beginning of Vayikra, in Gimel Beis. He says, V'od Yishlomar, Kavana Limud Balaila, Hu Shalomed Be'is Ofel. Lo Lechavod, Rak Beseser, Betsina, Be'is Ofel. You learn in private. Nobody's around, nothing's around, and you're not learning L'Eschabed, or L'Asos Rab, or L'Hashlam Nafsho. No. You learn right now, and you connect to God, and he says, what's the singing? Usually when you plant something, you have to wait to see what's gonna happen. Hazarim bedima. When you plant, you're crying because you don't know what's gonna be. You're crying with worry. Berina yiksoru. But when you cut and you harvest, you're singing. It's gorgeous. It's wonderful. But you know what? By learning, if you're learning for the true purpose, not to become Rav, not even to prepare a shir b'dafka, but it's also to learn because I'm connected to Hashem right now, Kumi Roni Balaila, you sing right away. You're singing right now because this is the goal, this is the means, this is the end, this is everything right now. That's the learning. Ha'osik b'tar b'mistarim u'bli eza tachlis rakis kashruso l'tora hu atachlis v'yemekein ha'schar shalo hu masik b'es isko b'tora ze kumi roni balaila she'tekev b'es ha'limud yuronin mitov lev ki kashur hu l'ashem yizbarach mide isko b'tora v'toeim noam ha'tora ha'elokis v'dok. And this is exactly what we'll be doke right here. Vidok, Dorish Vitim Sakal, and Hashem, we'll start with the next parak by Hashem. We'll do it tomorrow. Finishing up Maseches Tamid tomorrow. Did you get Maseches Tamid? As then on Shabbos we get into Maseches Midos, the last Masechta of Seder Kachim. Tomorrow, by the way, finishes Talmud Bavli of Seder Kachim. Okay, stop here. Actually.